Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, all right, there we go. There's the microphone. All right, if you were listening live, you would have heard that soundbite there in the Fox News update from Chuck Schumer. Man, what a creep. What a creeper. Ah, yeah, if you've never seen Chuck Schumer in person, I mean, whoa. Oh, man. I remember when I ran into him at the airport in D.C., he was just coming off of some flight. And, he got triggered when I told him that he was going to lose in Montana, that his buddy John Tester was going to get defeated this November. Chuck Schumer whipped around in this glare. I mean, you could just hear the slither as he whipped around. By the way, if you want a look at what that looks like, go to my Twitter account, x.com/AaronFlint. I pinned this to the top so that you don't have to go scroll through, 100 different tweets. But you'll see the video as I told you about this last week. And then, of course, I was doing a live show from Kalispell Thursday. And then David Noble did a great job filling in Friday. There was a reporter asking just a very basic question of Liberal Senator John Tester. But John Tester is running and hiding from this reporter because he doesn't want to answer the question, because he's used to the fake news media in Montana never asking him questions that he doesn't want to be asked. And so then Chuck Schumer like slithers into the picture. Do you want me to block for you, John? And it's like, that's exactly what Chuck Schumer looked like when I told him that his boy, John Tester, because these two are tight, man, that he was going to lose this November. And you could just tell it triggered Chuck Schumer. But Chuck Schumer said, oh, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is weird. And this is why Chuck Schumer and the Democrats think that J.D. Vance is weird, because he believes things like this.
They've encouraged young families not to have children at all because of concerns over climate change. They've suggested that people who do have children are somehow being selfish, when I think being a parent is actually the most selfless thing that you can do.
Yeah, so they think that if you think having children is a good thing, not saying that if you don't have kids, that's a bad thing, but they think that if you want to have kids, that that's a bad thing. And they're calling him weird and they're calling you weird. These are the people that celebrated this outright evil that was on display in the opening ceremony of the Olympics, mocking Christianity. And they call you weird. They call him weird. These are the people that want to chop, not just want to, but they do. They want to chop body parts off of little children in the name of their radical transgender ideology. Kids. They don't want to just chop off their own body parts. That's America. They can do that. But they want to chop body parts off of kids. But they call you weird. They call him weird. These are the people that want men in your daughter's bathroom and locker room. They want men to take away sports opportunities for your daughters and granddaughters and for you women out there. But they call you weird. They call him weird. I mean, I don't think we can just call these people weird. They're straight up evil.
Securing America.
French officials condemning and investigating what they call coordinated arson attacks on the country's high-speed rail network, disrupting service to hundreds of thousands of passengers ahead of the 2024 Summer Olympic Games opening ceremony in Paris. The mayor of a village near France's Belgium border, who spoke about the perpetrators' intentions through a translator.
It affects France, but it also affects England with a high-speed train that goes to London. It affects Brussels. It affects all the European countries, this sort of thing. And I think that's what they're trying to do, saying, we can affect the whole democratic process of the country.
None of the over 500 U.S. athletes were reported injured. The head of Paris's transport system ordering an increased level of vigilance across the capital region's network. France's prime minister saying in a statement, our intelligence services and law enforcement are mobilized to find and punish the perpetrators of these criminal acts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see smoky, hazy sunshine. Just a very slight chance for an isolated shower or thundershower late in the day for Billings. High temperatures reaching the upper 80s for Bozeman, but a high of 94 degrees for Billings. For tonight, a slight chance for a shower or storm in the evening. Low 60s for Billings, mid-50s, though, for Bozeman. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, of course they do. Major green activist organizations are backing Kamala Harris and her 2024 coup, or bid, they're calling it here. Yeah, of course, all of the wacko radical leftist environmental groups, the Sierra Club, the NRDC, the League of Conservation Voters, Clean Energy for America, all of these dirty radical environmental groups are of course very excited about Kamala Harris. You look at what a train wreck the Joe Biden administration has been, and there are some of you that did not expect Joe Biden to be this radical. Why has Joe Biden's administration been this radical? Because the people he has been surrounded by, including Kamala Harris. And look, let's be honest, Kamala Harris is really no different than Tracy Stone Manning. And remember, Tracy Stone Manning is this eco-terrorist who lied. A federal investigator came out and pointed out how she lied back in the 1990s when she was involved in this eco-terrorism case in Missoula, and how she lied to try to cover up for her, you know, tree-spiking radical environmental buddies. And she lied about that for decades. She lied to the Montana State Legislature when she was going through her confirmation hearings. She tried to make herself look like some sort of hero, like, oh, no, I got those guys prosecuted. Oh, no, she was covering for them, and she was lying. And then eventually they were going to put the screws to her, and so then she finally flipped on her wacko environmental buddies. They had to force her to flip. She didn't do it because it was the right thing to do. She did it because she was trying to save her own you-know-what and threw her buddies under the bus. But this Tracy Stone Manning, remember, liberal Senator John Tester is the reason Tracy Stone Manning, this eco-terrorist, is the director of the Bureau of Land Management under Joe Biden. Because John Tester is a radical green activist just like Kamala Harris. That's why he put his good buddy Tracy Stone Manning in charge. He was the one who made sure that she got the BLM job so that she could start going after ranchers here in Montana and giving, you know, special green deals, although it's not green at all, right? So she could give special deals and special perks to her buddies in the American Prairie Reserve to go after ranchers. So my point is that all of these left-wing green activist groups are backing Kamala Harris, just like they're all backing John Tester, because they both hold the same radical philosophy. And they want to shut Montana down. They want to shut down Montana jobs. And John Tester's done a pretty good job of that, shutting down Montana jobs in his near two decades back in Washington, D.C. But here is the audio. I don't think I even got a chance to play this for you back on Thursday's show because, man, we had so many great folks join us for our live show from Kalispell on Thursday. My favorite, of course, was Whitefish coach Julio Delgado, the American Cuban. I described him as a Cuban American, a freedom-loving Cuban American. He said, I'm going to correct you. I'm an American Cuban. But it was so great to catch up with him. And if you missed last Thursday's show, it's on the podcast. I'm glad that David Noble's Friday show is on the podcast as well, because the 1 hour I need to go back and listen to for sure is when he talked about how radical is Bozeman in the email from Tom Burnett, because I saw that email and I was like, oh, man, we got to get Tom on the program here. But anyway, this here you go. This is the audio. Nathaniel Reed is a reporter for Scripps TV, but yet somehow did this story ever make it on any of the Scripps TV stations here in Montana? This Chuck Schumer physically blocked reporters from asking John Tester questions about whether he supports Kamala Harris for president or not.
Because the process, we're in the middle of the process. It's not over.
You're in the middle of the process?
Yeah.
John, you want me to block for you? John, people are calling. Please buy everybody.
Tell them why he's endorsing
Harris. I got important news for you.
Anyway, but, you know, it's hard to really grasp what just happened there without actually seeing the footage. Chuck Schumer literally gets in the face of this guy, and he's, like, hunched over. He's like, John, do you want me to block for you? And that's exactly what he was doing, because John Tester is a coward. John Tester is a chicken. And even as he enacts these policies that are destroying this country and shutting down Montana jobs on behalf of these radical environmentalists, the guy is still too cowardly to take any questions that he doesn't want to take. And what did he just say there? He was asked about Kamala Harris. Well, we're still in the process. We're still in the process. It's not over. Really? Because all the news coverage is that it's over. She's already got the votes in the bag. The coup attempt was successful. It is over. But yet he's saying, oh, the process is still ongoing. This is what the guy does every single time. He's such a phony. All right, lots to talk about this morning here on this show. Almost painful how phony that guy is. Well, you guys know what pain is. Some of you out there, you've got pain from arthritis. And you know how awful that arthritic pain can be. It's bone on bone, constant pain. Or maybe some of you, it comes and goes. It's in your knees, it's in your hips, or it's in your lower back. Well, I get it. You don't want to get surgery unless you absolutely have to, and you want to stay off of those prescription drugs. But you still want to get over the pain somehow, some way. Well, let me tell you about a natural way that you can get over that pain. QC Kinetics uses cutting-edge treatments. They take your body's own healing properties to get you moving again, pain-free. You can call them today for a free consultation. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. Back right after this. Hi. So over the weekend, my wife and I went and did the hike to Woodbine Falls, and I noticed that the trail bridge hasn't been replaced. It was 2 years since the flood. Still no replacement bridge. And then, of course, I saw the tragic story in the news about the missing Montana State University stoop on the East Rosebud. And there again, the trail bridge still has not been replaced. Why haven't these bridges been replaced in 2 years? The answer, MontanaTalks.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, supermarket giants Kroger and Albertsons have agreed to delay their proposed merger until after a Colorado judge rules on the state's request to permanently block it, eliminating the need for a preliminary injunction hearing scheduled for August 12th. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said it's some great news for shoppers, workers, farmers, and other suppliers who can rest assured that this mega merger will not go into effect during harvest and while kids are headed back to school. Rocky Mountain Farmers Union President Chad Franke from Wyoming agrees.
The Kroger-Albertsons merger was one that we put a lot of resources in and did a lot of work to help Colorado's Attorney General gather information. And we were proud when the Attorney General notified us that he was filing the lawsuit on behalf of the consumers of Colorado and the producers of Colorado to prevent that. He really felt that it would be a harmful thing for both sides of the supply chain, both those who produce the food and those who consume the food would end up being harmed.
Now, the trial itself is set to begin on September 30th. Keep in mind that Kroger and Albertsons operate more than 5,000 stores across the entire country, including lots here in Western Egg Network country. Stay with us. We'll have more egg news right after this.
Have you heard of Hayden Outdoors? We can be seen on TV networks, including RFD TV, Cowboy Channel, and streaming platforms to watch our own TV show, Life on the Land. Our real estate team tours amazing properties and delivers our listings to millions of living rooms across the country. With world-class cinematography, interactive mapping, and 5 million web visitors a year, our marketing team never quits working for you. Hayden Outdoors, the brand that sells the land.
When it comes to water management, it pays to be sustainable. ResGenics from Helena increases water efficiency through irrigation systems and conventional spray applications. ResGenics increases water retention and infiltration in various soil types with ease. Its liquid formulation requires no special equipment, and it's compatible with most products. Manage every drop with ResGenics. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Well, if what the Wheat Quality Council's Spring Wheat and Durham Tour saw last week in North Dakota holds true, we have a potential record-breaking spring wheat crop in the making this year. That's because the average spring wheat yield of 237 fields was estimated at 54.5 bushels per acre, and the average Durham yield of 18 fields came in at an average of 45.3 bushels per acre. And finally this morning, it looks like a lawsuit challenging one of the biggest feedlot companies in the world and its waste discharges will continue after a court ruled against the company's dismissal to dismiss. According to the Western Livestock Journal, J.R. Simplot Company and Simplot Livestock Company were sued in a May 2023 complaint by the environmental advocacy group Snake River Waterkeeper for what the group alleges are unlawful pollution discharges into Idaho's Snake River. Now, Simplot owns a feedlot in Grandview, Idaho, with a capacity of about 150,000 head, and the feedlot is the largest CAFO in Idaho and one of the largest in America. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, they want to call you weird because you want to protect kids. They want to chop body parts off of kids. They want men in girls' bathrooms, but they call you weird. They openly mock Christianity in the opening ceremony of the Olympics. I mean, I've got several headlines in front of me here. Paris Olympics opening ceremony features drag parody of Last Supper. That was one of their first reports by Hank Berrien at thedailywire.com. Let's see. I think this one is from NBC Montana. U.S. leaders denounce drag queen Last Supper parody at the Olympics ceremony. For those of you who missed the news over the weekend, let's see. We've got this report from Fox News Radio for you.
Reactions are pouring in on social media, not only from politicians, but world leaders offended by what they perceived as an anti-Christian performance of the opening ceremony in Paris. It mimics the Last Supper. This is a universally recognizable painting by the Renaissance artist Leonardo da Vinci. This is of Christ and his apostles. Now, in response, a major tech sponsor based out of Mississippi, CSpire, announced on X they will be pulling advertising from the Olympics. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves supports this move, posting that, quote, God will not be mocked.
Now, of course, you had drag queens mocking Christians, mocking Jesus, mocking the Last Supper. There was other imagery in there that just looked straight up evil, too, from some of the highlights that I have seen from the opening ceremony of the Olympics. But, of course, if you're part of the Biden family, you thought it was spectacular. Here you go. Jill Biden had this reaction after watching the opening of the Olympics.
Spectacular. The rain did not dampen our spirits. And Casey, honestly, every step of the way, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, how are we going to top this? How are we going to top this? So, okay, so Paris has the, you know, Eiffel Tower, but We have Hollywood, and right, and the magic of Hollywood that makes all dreams come true. So I think we're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, the very Catholic Biden family there. They always like to tell you whenever they're supporting abortion on demand all the way up to the due date, they always like to tell you how Catholic they are, don't they? There she is saying how spectacular the opening ceremony was after they were mocking the Last Supper with drag queens.
Now, and you know, we've been talking about 100 years of paranormal study. But
yeah, let's just
things
keep
are
that
still
down.
In flux.
The Fox News update
when are we
still
ever
going to
get the answers we really want?
I got to be honest with you, George.
Yeah, we can just cue that up. They still haven't fixed our firing there of the Fox News update at 6:30. So no worries about that. Caden, yeah, they're supposed to fix that on the programming side of the house. All right, let's see. Jill Biden calling it spectacular. And then did you hear what she said there? Well, don't worry. We can one-up that one, Paris. Oh, yeah, we've got Hollywood. Or I think this would appropriately be fitting once again right now. When Nancy in Roundup calls Hollywood Holly Weird, oh, yeah, you can bank on Holly Weird one-upping the anti-Christian evil that was on display at the Olympics over the weekend. Let's see. There's a couple of very interesting write-ups at thefederalist.com that you can find this morning. This headline, I thought, kind of sums it up. It's by John Daniel Davidson at thefederalist.com. The anti-Christian Olympic opening ceremony heralds the rise of a neo-pagan West. Anti-Christian Olympic opening ceremony heralds the rise of a neo-pagan West. I think that was what stood out to me, is that this is a reminder that just like we see a stark divide here in America, this isn't like the Republican-Democrat debates that we had, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Well, we think this about, you know, tax policy. We want to lower taxes. They want to slightly raise taxes. Well, we want this much spending. We don't want that much spending. This is not where we are at right now. These guys are so far out there, so far off the deep end. John Tester, Kamala Harris, every single one of them. But it's not just in America. I mean, Europe. Look at how much Europe has fallen. And look at this display. And by the way, could you imagine if the opening ceremony for the Olympics in Paris had mocked Muslims or Muhammad? That city would practically be burned to the ground right now. Even worse than Minneapolis got burned to the ground by Kamala Harris's buddies that she bailed out of jail. I mean, Paris would be completely up in flames right now if they did something like that to Muslims or to Mohammed. But see, that they can throw this stuff in your face, and they can throw this stuff in the face of Christians all over the world, and then they sit back and just laugh about it. Now, I guess the guy who or whoever it was that was responsible for this opening ceremony, he half apologized, you know, apologized if anybody took offense. It was one of those non-apologies apologies. But yet still, they're laughing in your face, and they're mocking you, and they're celebrating the fact that they believe they are tearing down not just America, but they are tearing down the broader Western culture and completely destroying it. That's what they were celebrating with these types of open, you know, opening of the Olympics types of ceremonies. That's what their agenda is about. They want to transform not just America into something else. They want to transform entire Western civilization into something else. Speaking of Kamala Harris, I don't know if you guys saw this video. I've got permission to share this full video, full audio, directly from the Trump campaign. We got permission to share this with you. They put together a montage of Kamala Harris and the news coverage. You know, we talk about, man, if they had done this to the Muslims in the opening ceremony of the Olympics, Paris would be burned to the ground right now. Well, you remember when radical leftists were burning Minneapolis, Minnesota to the ground, burning black-owned businesses to the ground, burning police precincts and more. Kamala Harris funded a program to get those rioters that were burning down our own cities out of jail. So anyway, you got to hear this montage that we've got for you coming up right after this, reminding people of her record, her dairy.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is, like, busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through. And that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced by U.S. taxpayer expense.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Look, we've said this about Kamala Harris before. All you got to do is roll the tape. All you got to do is play the footage. She is on camera saying exactly what she believes. She is on camera saying, telling you exactly how radical she is. Get this. This story came out, I think, late Friday. But the Harris campaign is claiming that she will not ban fracking. Again, hat tip to the Daily Wire for this story. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign claims that the Democrat will not ban fracking if she becomes president this fall, despite her pledging to do exactly that when she was in that CNN town hall. Again, all you have to do is roll the tape here.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right? And then there has to be legislation. But yes, and this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue. And to your point, we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you. So there you go. Thank you. Thank you for having that footage. Her campaign is now saying, oh, no, she won't ban fracking. But here she is saying, oh, yes, of course she will ban fracking. Not only will she, but she has a history of attacking fracking. And yet look at the way the media is trying to completely whitewash her record. Here we go. Let's see. Let's see what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had to say here. He was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Let's see. Here we go. Let's roll this one for you.
Ron DeSantis with reaction. Governor, great to see you this morning. Thanks so much for being here. What is your reaction to this new rewriting of history, rebranding of Kamala Harris?
Well, I'll tell you, Maria, the Biden-Harris policies put the Democratic Party in a very precarious situation this election. And then the debate where Biden, they tried to do the basement for 3.5 years, and it was clear after that debate that was not going to happen. So the media really worked hard to push Biden out. And now what you see is all the arteries of the left, the corporate media, Hollywood, academia, they're using all the king's horses and all the king's men to try to put the Democratic Party back together again. And they have to whitewash Harris's background to be able to make her palpable to the American people. But I think we've all seen her. I mean, she's incredibly vapid, even more incredibly liberal. And she doesn't have any accomplishments. In fact, she owns all the policies of the Biden-Harris administration. She owns the border. She owns the inflation. She was there cheerleading that every day for the last 3.5 years. So I don't think it's going to work, but make no mistake about it. You are in for 100 days of massive gaslighting from the corporate press. They're already taking down. There was a website where she was the most liberal senator, GovTrack. They took that down. They're whitewashing things from her past. That's going to continue, and they're going to try to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people.
Yeah, Tammy Bruce had a great point, too, when she was on with Jason Chaffetz on a separate program over the weekend, where she compared it to what they're trying to do with Kamala Harris. It's like running across hot cement or hot pavement with no shoes on a really hot day in the summer, or like running across hot coals. They're trying to really, really, really run fast through. Now that we're less than 100 days until Election Day, they're just trying to sprint across those hot coals to get this radical left-wing nut job across the finish line. Let's see. This is from the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Let's do this one. I think this is the one that Jason Thielman shared via X. Reject the San Francisco radical Kamala Harris. Jason Thielman is the executive director of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. He's a Montana kid, longtime chief of staff for Montana Senator Steve Daines. He said this: why in the world did John Tester recruit her, knowing that she advocates for such dangerous and radical ideas?
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
The
nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
And I haven't been to Europe.
I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented across borders criminals. That's correct. That is correct.
One of the signs at the rally you just held were people standing there saying, abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
We need to probably think about starting from scratch.
So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being public health. Period.
Are you for defunding the police?
How are you defining defund the police?
It's actually wrong and backward to think that more police officers will create more safety.
We need to get rid of money bail.
Convicted, in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation. I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal.
I have all the support of Medicare for All. I was very happy to sign on to Bernie's bill, and I give Bernie, frankly, a lot of credit.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning that.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should.
Yep, they are just openly laughing at you. Kind of like that whole Olympics ceremony, isn't it? Let's go to Steve in Ballantyne, first up on the phone line. Steve, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Well, no one really talked about it last week. And, you know, apparently the Canadian girls soccer team was flying a drone over, I don't remember what team it was, they were practicing. And the Olympic Committee people sent that team back to Canada, and they hadn't even played any games. You know, just pretty much just like, get out of here if you're going to sit there and spy on people. So what my deal is, why don't we just bring over that Olympic Committee and let them run the government, because maybe they wouldn't have let a spy balloon go over top of the United States and not do a dang thing.
Oh, man. Let's see. I'm looking at here. Yeah, see, I haven't been watching the Olympics, obviously. So, I hadn't seen this story, but here's an AP story. Band coach Bev Priestman, heartbroken, and apologizes in Canada drone spying scandal at the Olympics. Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's interesting.
They send them home, but yet Biden, so let's bring him over, let them run this country, because they probably wouldn't allow the spy balloon to go over this country.
My goodness. Hey, by the way, speaking of spy balloon, so you know, Mark Kelly, the Democrat senator down in Arizona, that they're saying is apparently the lead at this point to be Kamala's running mate for VP. He started his own spy balloon company, and it got funded by China. How rich is that?
I did not know that.
Oh, it's
you know what? It plays right. I mean, that's how they act. That's how the Democrat Party can work. And I'd like to hear the response on the Olympic thing from like Kevin or Robert or some. Let them call in. I mean, you take a major Olympic, they're just little people, and they do something like that, you know. But yet Biden and the rest of them, Kamala, you know, Catherine Kamala, you know, they'll allow all this kind of stuff to happen in this country. They're going to take us over one day. I hope not, but they got what, 50,000 boots on the ground.
Well, there's
China people.
They've got. Oh, you're talking about China. Yeah, well, 50,000 walked across our border here in just the last couple of years, if I'm not mistaken. And I mean, it's just absolutely crazy from a communist country. Yeah, Steve, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. Next up, let's see. We got Tim in Savage. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Say, I just want to talk about J.D. Vance. That just ticked me off here in old Chucky's humor. Bad mouthing him. Where does he get off calling anybody weird, for one? That is rich right there. But I've got to be honest, I didn't know a lot about J.D. Vance until he was picked. And so I immediately went and I listened to that book, and I shared with you that I had a trip out to Helena and back, and so I was able to listen to the whole thing. And I was probably about 80% of the way through that book, and I turned to my wife and I said, Vance 2028, he is a true American, fought from poverty, fought his way up. He knows what works. He knows what doesn't work. The liberal policies of throwing more money at situations, he's seen that. He's lived it. He knows what doesn't work with drug policy, with addiction. He's just been there. And so, of course, old Chucky sees that as weird because, well, we can't have anybody who actually has some lived experiences and knowledge in this area telling the establishment what to do. And
yeah.
Oh, by the way, he's also amazingly bright too. I mean, growing up out of poverty and then graduating Ivy League law and serving in the Marines.
And he knows how to cook a burger. He knows how to cook a burger on a barbecue. That's just weird to Chuck Schumer. Hold that thought. We got to hit the hard break here. Stand by.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The country really doesn't know about Kamala Harris. He told an audience that we should reject the term radical Islamic terrorism and illegal immigration. He has said that she wants illegal immigrants to have free health care. This is a woman that has supported the Green New Deal. This is a woman that thinks it's a fantastic idea for a 70 to 80% tax rate. This is a woman that wants no fracking. This is a woman that wants no drilling. This is a woman that supports defund, dismantle, no bail laws. She wants a gun confiscation program on top of everything else. You know, becoming completely dependent on foreign sources of energy. How do you think that's going to work out? And she wants a pathway to citizenship for all the illegals she's willing to give free health care and an education to.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing madness is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-GOLD now. Now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
What a great year it's been for political theater. But even if the economy can't match the drama of presidential politics, there are plenty of question marks ahead as we march into the second half of the year. And how those questions are answered may matter more to you and your business than who sleeps in the White House next year. This is shaping up as the year when forecasters smile and the rest of us groan. The slower growth they've been telling us is just ahead for 2 years running has finally arrived. All things come to an end, they say, and the era of job-hopping workers, empty new car lots, and huge state budget surpluses appears to be over. The question is, what's next? That's exactly what we'll be focusing on in our economic updates this week. These summer updates are a great opportunity to examine what's working well and what's not working so well for the state and national economies. And speaking of not working well, this year's program includes a special look at Montana's housing markets. Visit economicoutlookseminar.com. I'm Patrick Bakke.
Message and data rates may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, time is just flying by this morning here. But yeah, you know, if you see the footage of this opening ceremony for the Olympics, straight up evil, the way they were mocking the Last Supper and other imagery that they're just straight up evil. But even if you just take the Last Supper mockery out of it and you just look at the outfits they were wearing and what they were celebrating, it looked like the Hunger Games instead of the Olympic Games. That's what it looked like. But yet, no, they want to call you weird. They want to call J.D. Vance weird. You know, Tim, you know, as I kind of hinted at towards the end of that last segment there, if you're Chuck Schumer, everyday Americans are weird. I mean, he doesn't even know how to cook a burger on a grill. So, of course, everyday Americans who work for a living and work their way out of poverty, that's weird to him and the rest of these elites in the media.
Well, yeah, and we saw it on display with Pocahontas. She's saying, "I think I will have a beer." That stupid clip that she did back in, you know, Elizabeth Warren back in during the COVID. And just they pretend to be everyday Americans. They pretend that they understand what it's like to actually, you know, well, cook a burger on a grill and, you know, put a slice of cheese on a raw patty. I mean, come on, and that's why it's weird when an actual real American, somebody who actually has some lived experiences, somebody who has not grown up in the swamp and is not part of that establishment, that is weird to them because they just can't wrap their head around somebody who rose to that level. I mean, they are the party of democracy, yet they have anointed somebody who has not yet had a single person vote for her, yet all of a sudden she's the presidential nominee. And so, yeah it's weird.
Yeah, yeah. This is the party that believes that men can become pregnant, but up is down, right is left, men are women. I mean, normal is weird to them. Just crazy. Well, Tim, great to hear from you as always. Thanks for calling in here. Let's see. Nancy and Roundup, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just want to say that France has fallen. What we've seen there with the protests, and also Muslim illegal population has caused the country to fail. The French Olympians can't even take their medals home. They can't even wear them in fear of these Muslim migrants. And I'm going to tell you about Kamala. If she gets elected, there won't be any mainstream America left. She will put regulations back on. She will destroy all the tax breaks that Donald Trump gave the mom-and-pop businesses. And I'm going to tell you who I think she's going to pick for VP. I think it's going to be the governor of Kentucky for the simple reason that Beshear, he has allowed 2 EV battery plants in the state, and this will complement her agenda of electric cars. But it will be a catastrophe. The United States will fall under her. Just take a good look at San Francisco and Oakland, California, especially, and you're going to see what we're going to get here. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah, and she's been a part of all of these failures over the last 4 years. You think about how bad it's been in the last 3 years under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Well, she owns all of that. She is out trumpeting everything that her and Joe Biden have done to this country in the last 3 years. And she's even more radical than Joe Biden is. So if it's been this bad in the last 3 years, imagine how much worse it will be for America and the whole world, frankly, if she is in the big guy chair for the next 4 years. It's absolute insanity. It's beyond weird. It's absolute insanity what they will do. Let's see. We got a lot to come up here. Speaking of electric cars and things like that, Jeff Manasso with Fox News Radio is going to join us around 7:40 this morning. And a very interesting story on that front. Plus, first, though, we'll get back to business with the Big Sky Business Journal right after this.